SV Pod is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Name Your Price tool gives you options based on your budget, because options are nice. Visit progressive.com. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Welcome. It's SV Pod. Stanford Steve, Scott Van Pelt with you. Day after Super Bowl. A lot to cover. I mean, we got a trip to Phoenix. Something I hate passionately.
Whoa.
I think this week is a tease, Steve. I think this week we just get a rough idea. Last year you gave us how many teams could win the national championship?
I think it was less than 15.
Yeah, I think so too. We're just don't give it out yet. Just want to get a tease. Because next week we'll go through them.
All right.
And obviously, where we start, which is the Super Bowl. And I have a lot written down. And I'm afraid if I start talking, I'll do that thing where I just keep steamrolling for minutes.
Let's go all the way back. Go start at Phoenix, and then we'll go.
Should we?
That's what people want to hear. You were out and about.
People were very disappointed that I wasn't wearing a mesh crop top. If I've learned nothing, it's that folks will take you literally at your word, which is good. It means we're trustworthy. But you should know that they don't make mesh crop tops in my size. I have a very odd body type. My torso is it's all jacked up. So let's start with that. Let's start with Phoenix getting just 24 hours worth, and we got our money's worth. It was so good. It was so much fun, Steve. Myself and
what do we call him, Roberto?
Just call him Sanko. Everybody knows Sanko. Let's just start with Sanko, the guy that was my Eagles fan. Who this was payoff. Like 100 years ago, he and I made a bet. I said the Redskins, that was their name at the time. Let's call him Washington, because the Commanders. I don't know if I'll ever get used to that. They'll win their fourth Super Bowl before the Eagles win their first. That was the bet. And the payoff was dinner anywhere in the world, because that just seemed like the most ridiculous bet to make. Well, when the Eagles won in Minneapolis, well, dinner on me. Well, okay. That's a tricky one, because he could say anything. And this is a lifelong friend. I was in his wedding. He was in mine. Like, you know, we go back. So how do you pay that off? Well, this was a decent 30-hour window where we are, thanks to our dear friends at Wheels Up, who made accommodations, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the bird. Me and Sanko flying west and get out to Phoenix late Thursday.
Too late
to really get after it.
Okay.
Just like, you gotta, I'm washed, just admittedly. Washed. Not trying to pretend like I'm not washed. I'm like, no, I can still go out. No, I'm washed. Yeah. But this was going to be an aggressive sort of a 24-hour window. So let's just hit the sack, which proved problematic because G-Eazy had a concert that was apparently in the hall. It's hard to know. It's just a lot of... am I going to get used to this? I saw Big Whitworth in the elevator. He said, yeah, Rick Ross was here. He's like, I slept with one pillow in one ear and one pillow on the other. And those are for folks that aren't washed. Anyway, let's just get to Friday diving in. We get up, we get out, we go to the Phoenix Open.
WM.
And now the WM. Brand it however you want. We all know what it is. It is an absolute scene, okay? And it was, shout to Matty Lou, our friend with the PGA Tour. She meets me and Sanko, and like, we're trying to get there. This Uber guy from Wisconsin, I think it was Steve, couldn't have been nicer. He's like, oh yeah, I don't think I can get you guys up here much closer than this. Like, buddy, we're not getting out here.
Keep driving.
That's right. And Matty Lou's got security knows your plate and your car. We get they're not going to let me go through here, guys. We get up there. I got Scott Van Pelt. Boom, this way. We get past checkpoint one. We keep going. We get to checkpoint two. Same deal.
I don't know.
Geez, guys, I don't know about this one. Van Pelt in the this way. Bang. Go. Now we're in player parking.
That's it.
There's Matty Lou. We're in the building and we start walking directly to 16. And if you're familiar at all with the legendary tracking scene in Goodfellas, when Henry Hill goes to the Copa and they're walking through the back and the waiters are bringing the table and people are getting out of the way. I'm telling you, it was the scene in Goodfellas from going to the Copacabana. We start walking. Here comes a group off the par 5 15th. Oh, who we got there? Oh, what do you know? It's Max Homa, John Rahm, and Keegan Bradley. So what? Oh, that's good. They walk right off the green, up the cart path, under the tunnel. The ropes are pulled back. Matty Lou and Allie, also from the PGA Tour, they just duck us under the ropes. You got some volunteers that want to step up. No, hands are put up like, enough. Back the f- up. I didn't say it. Nobody said it.
They knew. They knew.
And me and Senko, Matty Lou and Allie, we're walking right up behind them. And we walk through the tunnel and come out into the sunshine on a perfect day. And we're on the tee. Now, 16, as anyone knows, is an absolute circus from start to finish. And that's the epicenter of it. And me and Senko are in the big top, in the middle of the thing, on the tee.
It's like Maximus when he walked into the Coliseum.
I did something for the PGA Tour. I'm like, it's, you know, the man in the arena. Yeah. Or this is Rome, and these are the Lions, man, because they are, you better hit the green, my man. You better pull a good club and make a solid swing. Hit it firm. But I look at my buddy, and he just smiles and shakes his head. He's like, this is absurd. I said, yeah, it is. And it's right about now that the phones start buzzing because apparently we're on ESPN Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Homa comes over, daps me up, give him a hug. How we doing, buddy? And I like, if it's a practice round, like when we were at Oak Hill Oak Hill's this year. It was Southern Hills. Practice round, totally different vibe. These guys are working. We're adding it up for real. Exactly. I'm not going to even make eye contact unless they come on over. So Homa comes over. We say hello. I didn't even get a chance to say hi to Keegan Bradley. I actually saw him later that night. Nice top 20 for Keegan. John Rahm just finishes in the top 10 just because that's what he does. But I think Homa and Rahm both birdie. And now here comes Justin Thomas. Oh, look, it's JT. He hits his tee shot. Then I don't know if he's seen me. Oh, he has seen me because he chucks his tee at me. And I'm like, we could have a Patrick Reed Rory thing right here. We'll go if you want. You know? And we just, again, that's the invitation to say hello when you wing a tee at me. But my buddy's just like, this is just obviously not a normal experience.
No.
And that's how it started. We walked in the Copa scene. Then we go up into the, the various and sundry suites. I caught up with a dear friend forever, Rich Lerner. And Brandel Chambly from the Golf Channel, they were nice enough to bring me on. We chopped it up for a
little
bit.
How's their setup? Pretty good?
Yeah, they're right there. They got a nice vantage point, proper setup. They got beverages. They got food, whatever you're interested in. Mm. That was great fun. And then it's just who's here. And, if you follow on the Twitter space, I said it was a family portrait. For those that go back long enough, you remember Chris Long, frequent guest on SVP and Russillo, when the question was, who's going to get him in the divorce? Well, it's pretty clear that our little boy's all grown up and he's out on his own. He's doing his thing and things have gone great. Mm. His brother's with him. Awesome guy. Just a mountain of a man. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, they don't make him like that every day.
Holy smokes. And end up sitting around with Russillo and C-Long for a little bit. Just you see you meet a zillion people because it's this Hollywood producers. Oh, these guys did Wedding Crashers and The Hangover. Oh, that's great. And you just, oh, over here's this. Over, your head is spinning. And literally you called it. After I, it's a good thing I watched Max and John and Keegan and just JT hit tee shots because I didn't see a shot the rest of the day. You just, it's a complete.
Not a lot of people do there.
It's astounding. It's just astounding. I saw my guy, Arizona Golf Hall of Famer, Dell Cochran. He's a legend out there. Saw him on the range, got to give Dell a hug, which was great. Always been so kind to me. And going back to when, you know, I was a younger man, not washed, sort of had hair, kind of a little bit of an illusion. Didn't matter though. We were making it work until it quit. But it was that the day's great. All right. So the day's great. Then we get to, in many ways, that's great. That would have been enough. But now, all right, I owe the guy dinner anywhere in the world.
Now it's go time.
How about Rao's? You've been.
How about it?
All right. Familiar with Rao's, famous Italian restaurant, oldest, the longest standing restaurant in one location in the United States of America. I believe that's the proper way to put it. Their spot in New York City, I believe, is the longest running restaurant of any restaurant in the United States. You've heard of it now. If you go to the grocery store, you can buy their vodka sauce, their pasta, etc. And it's awfully good. I'd say you should go buy some. But when my guy Dino is back in the back making meatballs, they bring a pop-up. But they bring the artillery, okay? Frank, Dino, they got the crew from the city there making meatballs. You get a proper five-course meal. And here's our table. Me, Senko, by the way, stock never been higher. Soaring.
Only can go down.
He should sell all your Senko now. This is because we got charming, funny, good time, Senko. Never got dark.
Any whistles?
Not one.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
You got best behavior, Senko, there is.
He was an adult. Because okay. this is the payoff. We're going to pay off the meal. We're going to get the Rao's five course. Me, Senko, Rosillo, Big Cat. That's the table. And the order, it was set. The table was set for six. It was four. The entire group made it clear. We need meatballs for six. And I kept, you know, in football, you hold up four.
Yeah.
I held up three because I wanted them to know that there is a third course, which is actually the main course that is still coming. No one cared. Just inhaling meatballs. And the beautiful thing about people you've known for a long time, Senko, like I said, goes back 100 years. People listening, you know, you got your guys, your core group. You've been through it. Maybe you've had some tough patches, okay? And me and him have. But that's just because we've known each other a long time. We're both complicated people. But there's a love at the base of it all, right? That's like, you needed something. He needed something. Done, right? He's that guy.
No doubt.
So much fun to have that. And then a guy like Rosillo, who will be a brother until the end. So excited for his successes. Obviously destroying it with the Ringer, and things are great there. Always great to catch up. And then Big Cat, who's a guy that, you know, we met kind of in a roundabout way because he's in the business, and then they become this enormous, biggest, most successful sports pod in the space. And literally, like, if I see him once a year, Rosillo and Big Cat, I think it's going to be at this table at Rao's. Again, shout to Wheels Up for putting this thing on. And there's some heavy hitters in a room. I'm going to leave them. I'm not going to speak for the folks that are there because, you know, it ends up making its way into the paper and things of that nature. But
yeah,
as rooms go, pretty good room.
Yeah.
Pretty good room. But as good as a room is, you're really there for that table. The four folks sitting there and just ate until we were happy and maybe had bonus bites, got a little uncomfortable. And then we ended up going back to the hotel where we were staying, and it was just that was the night, sitting around, hanging out.
It's hard to find out there.
You know what it is? It's the Vegas. I said, this is Vegas, because we were going to try to catch up with PFT. He was in a different bar. I said, see, this is Vegas.
No.
You're at Vegas.
No offense, PFT.
Of course. I would have been happy to see him. But the thing about it, and I'm talking about 100 years ago back in the day, the old timers will nod their head. If you were at Hard Rock when it was the pinnacle, but your buddies were at some other joint, they're like, no, it's great. We got a table. We got this. We got the super. We're here. We're not leaving. Because the same thing that we have here, you have
not
there.
Leaving.
Only your there is probably not as good as our here. So we're not going to chase the good time because it's not going to be better. But that's the mistake that you make, because you're always convinced, bigger boat theory. Like, you're on a great boat. No, it's probably a bigger boat. No, it's probably not. Just stay where you are. And so literally we're just in this corner and the hotel lobby had some drinks, catching up. Charming Senko just putting on a show. And I had a breakfast to do the following morning, so I shut it down, and that was it. That's it. But it was, you get to a certain age, really what those weeks are about trying to catch up with friends, and that's what we got a chance to do. I'm leaving out one important detail. Tulsa, we met Bunky Perkins.
Mm-hmm.
The question was, would I meet Clu Haywood? And we did. Went by Coach House. It's a bar in, I think it's Old Scottsdale. I don't know. Walked in. There's Clu. I think he was legitimately stunned. Didn't think I'd post.
Did you guys fight?
You told me to come here for an ass kicking. I'm here. You didn't expect me to be 6'6", standing here in your face, did you? Now catch these hands.
Mm.
I dotted his eye up and walked out. And of course not. We had a beer. Folks, I mean, it's me, it's Rosillo, it's Big Cat, it's a bar, Super Bowl week. I mean, it's a bit of a commotion. We don't blend in really well, and people are very kind. It's nice to say hello, but at some point, as you know, we're not Santa Claus at the mall. It's hard to take a picture with every single person, and at the same time try to carry on the conversation with people.
I miss not being there to let the people know the rules. Like, there's rules when heavy artillery is out like that. There are rules, people.
Steve lets you know with a very minimum of words. You'll understand. The rules become very clear. And it's awesome to meet people, legitimately. Yes. It truly is. There's nothing more fun. And to everybody that yells out your initials or says something kind, it's genuinely appreciated. But the guy with dip on his upper and lower teeth, with hot booze breath, that's standing 3 inches away from your face going, SVP, SVP. Can you smell it? Can you smell the bourbon and dip? Yeah, buddy. No, that's awesome. It's awesome to meet you. No, I don't want a shot.
You smell like hot garbage.
Yeah. You come, we're going to do shots. We're not doing shots, pal. I promise we're not doing shots. I promise. But I'm happy. No, that's good. Let's get a shot. It's great. It's awesome. Yeah. Loved it. Loved all the folks that I got a chance to say hello to. But mostly it was great to see people. We met Clu. No one fought. I mean, if you're looking for a better story, I can't offer one. But from my vantage point, it was about as good as the 24 hours could go.
All I can say is that people were very, very happy to see you out. Very happy.
It was good fun. It was good fun. So thank you to everybody that was kind and helped make it easy in, easy out. I was going to say in and out like the burger joint, but I failed.
That's all right.
It is and it isn't, because
hours. Well, we got to get you on the road again. That's all.
All right. There you go.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, I don't know how long we've been talking, but maybe some Super Bowl talk.
Yeah, where do you want to go?
Who's the best quarterback in the game?
Mahomes.
Hurts is pretty good, man.
Because of what his offensive line did. And I went back and watched it. Scott, they were fantastic.
Orlando Brown said zero sacks, put it on an effing shirt.
And that's the first guy I wanted to mention because you know who's a free agent this year?
Yeah.
Orlando Brown.
Pay that man his money.
Sign me up for that guy. Wow. You could see, and this is the story here. We'll get to, you know, I'll answer with Mahomes, but he kept upright.
Yeah.
I mean, he had one incompletion
in the second half.
Stretch run. That's not easy to do on a game of that stage against a defense like that. And I'll get this out of the way. Yes, the field was atrocious. I've been there, but that's not your excuse for your defense. I'm sorry. Both teams are playing on it.
Hold on. Let me just jump in right here just because I want to put this to bed. The field is a disgrace. It's not worry about who's an excuse for. There's no excuse for the league. You cannot have a Super Bowl on a field that's that bad.
Yeah,
and Phoenix is wired for this, man. It's built to host it. It's everything you want. Great weather. You want to go to the WM? You want to play some golf? You want to go get some food? Everything about the setup, stadium's kind of far away. That's okay. But if you can't get a field that's worthy of like a lousy bowl game,
yeah,
you can't have the Super Bowl on a field that bad. Again, not the excuse for anyone other than just how is that possible, Steve? How?
I believe it's condensation, Scott.
Well, then we need to get a condensation-free setup, man.
Yeah, or how about just put some field turf in there? How about that?
You know what's sad? Like, George Toma is a legend. Everybody knows that. Now, is it going to turn into that George Toma gets heckled? I mean, I don't know whose fault it was. Everybody always wants to point that. I'm just saying to the league. Starts with the league. Figure it out. It's a Super Bowl. Okay, back to the game.
Mahomes was awesome. Hurts was great. But I will say, Patrick Mahomes makes mistakes so magnified, whether it's defense or even offense. And that fumble is an absolute crusher because, you know, we did the stats at, you know, in the highlight last night at halftime. You sit there and you're like, wow, all right, this is different. 10-point game. The team that's winning had the ball the whole time, but that one play kept the Chiefs within striking distance. One play.
Kansas City ran 20 plays in the first half.
And it's, I mean, both game plans I thought were great. And this is where it gets me to Andy Reid. I was just thinking about this today, Scott. Like, remember, I mean, we probably have a lot of younger people, you know, listen to this. But, like, I remember and, like, grew up in the days of Andy Reid can't win the big one. You know, like, he got crucified for those losses with the Eagles. Like, they lost the last game in the Vet to the Buccaneers. They lost previous NFC Championship games. Like, it took a while for me. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, the guy's here every year. Wow. He's not that bad of a coach. What do you mean he can't win the big one? Like, all right, he's not on the field. His teams are definitely prepared. Now, is it about execution? Yeah.
He, He was a sub 500 coach in the playoffs, and in Kansas City, things, the entire narrative's changed, and it's because they got Patrick Mahomes. But why'd they get Patrick Mahomes? Because he wanted him.
Yeah.
So let's give credit for that. And the game plan in the second half was remarkable.
Oh,
it's Reed, it's Bieniemy, it's Nagy who comes back. He was there. He went to Chicago. He's back. I mean, think about, okay, the names that scored touchdowns. It's Kelsey, who busted out the snaky leg for people.
Sure,
it's
did.
It's Bolton on defense in a return. The final three touchdowns of the game are scored by Pacheco, a rookie, seventh round pick out of Rutgers, Kadarius Toney, who they traded for from the Giants, and Sky Moore. Those are the last three people that scored for them in a year where it was rebuilding. Now, you don't ever rebuild with Mahomes, but and the people trying to sell that they were disrespected, whatever, you were on everyone's short list just because you got Mahomes.
Yeah.
But I don't, everyone I think this year looked at it through a Buffalo Bills lens, thinking they'll take the step forward. That I think that was, and that yes, there was a lot of chatter. And they came into your joint and beat you.
Mm-hmm.
That happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't see him again in the playoffs, and nope. You're the world champions. And so all credit to them, not a rebuilding year, but in a year where there was questions. They answered the questions organizationally. Mahomes is on a trajectory that's rare. You know me, I always just, two doesn't have to be seven. That doesn't have to be the automatic. But just take a look around at what we're talking about in the window of time that he's been playing. And the accumulation of hardware and the accomplishments are without precedent, really, in this small a window, individual and team. So,
it's something I never saw that, you know, I could go back to remember when people said Dan Marino was going to play in five straight Super Bowls. And you know how many played after his rookie year?
Zero.
Zilch.
Didn't get
and
back.
And that's why this guy has done something that I've never seen. I mean, the idea to go to five straight AFC championship games alone is just incredible. And the AFC is a little tougher than the old Eastern conferences for LeBron, which is still one of my favorite LeBron things ever, with going to the NBA finals all those years in a row.
Yep.
But this is a different dynamic. And you mentioned the names, and I keep going back. I know I mentioned it on the pod before, but I got caught this summer at home, and the NFL Network was at the Chiefs camp, and Mariucci was doing all the interviews, and they just had like this, I don't know, this just different mindset. Like, they appreciated the idea that they weren't the top dog anymore. And that came with them getting rid of Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. And boy, would I love to go back and dig up the takes from the days after that trade. Because sure, there wasn't one positive thing said about the Chiefs when they got rid of them. They're not going to be able to do it. They give it, and look what they did. And that's where I think you saw, the doubt. You know, Kelce keep going back to the doubters. There's plenty of people. I mean, they remember them, and that's where it comes from.
And they listen.
You got to find motivation anyway.
That's fair, and that's fine. It's just, let's not turn it into people saying they were going to miss the playoffs or that they stunk. That's not what people said. But okay. They found
there
the
were
motivation.
Plenty of people that said the division was up for grabs.
They were wrong.
Yeah, very.
I really, really, really want to see Mahomes in the playoffs on the road at some point. That's just I'm rooting for that. I wanted it to happen this year. I wanted him to go to Buffalo, and I wanted to see it. And Buffalo didn't earn that right, and they wouldn't have anyway. It would have been a neutral field game. But I want to see a road game. Because I'd love to know what happens. What happens then? He's won two Super Bowls. Both of them, they trailed by double digits in the second half. It's astounding. Let's say, pick Buffalo, Cincinnati. I don't care. Pick a place. You're down double digits on the road in the playoffs. What then? I mean, he's answered every question. His ankle got hurt. The Toradol, I assume, was flowing. That 26-yard run, I'm thinking, this dude's got – he can't feel his whole left side of his body or right side of his body. I beg your pardon. I mean, what an amazing play. And, again, incredible accomplishments already, and it's a trajectory that might be his and his alone. I do want to talk about Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't be more impressed with Jalen Hurts as a player. He accounted for four touchdowns. He made throw after throw that were insane, which is why I asked which was the better quarterback on the field. It's not an insane question. Mahomes threw for 182 yards. Part of it's that they didn't have a ball a lot. The last touchdown they scored, they only had like 5 yards to go because of the Tony punt return. So this is not me saying Mahomes wasn't great. Obviously, he won the MVP and he should. But Hurts was spectacular. And then when the game is over, he's just as good. He's thoughtful. He's smart. He's introspective. Man, I envy you, Philadelphia, that this is the dude you've got running your you know, team for the next whatever. Because that guy is about it. All the stuff that matters on the field and then afterwards. You think about how hard it would be to sit in that spot. And you think about how many athletes in all sports in that spot. They're sullen, they're bitter, they're angry, yep. And understandably so. And then what was he? He was gracious after this defeat. Nick Sirianni, same deal. Bradbury, same deal. Because we'll get to the call. Sirianni said, look, it's never one play. That's not it. Bradbury said, yeah, I held him. You know, I wish they'd let it go. And Steve, that's a game where they let a lot go. But they made that, yep. They made that call, and he did have a hold of him. And that's Bradbury saying this much. But anymore, it's just it becomes a fairly common practice if you lose to just complain about what didn't go your way, or to say it was taken from you, or for somebody to say it's scripted or rigged or whatever. Philadelphia, after that loss, Hurts, Sirianni, Bradbury, to a guy, absolute class, didn't take any shortcut to, yeah, we got screwed. I just respect that so much because it's so hard and it feels really rare right now that they were as accountable as they were. Should you get a parade for that? Not necessarily. But again, when it feels rare, it feels notable. It feels like it should be mentioned, which is why I do.
I just think they knew how good they had to be and they weren't. And
they couldn't get a stop. I mean, not one in the second half. Didn't get a stop. That defense, as good as they were, not one stop.
And I know there weren't any sacks, but quarterbacks weren't on the ground. They weren't altered throws. There wasn't, you know, that many tough throws from Mahomes. Like that. That's what it goes down to. Is he had?
That's why I asked about Hurts. Think about that throw to Goddard. And I still don't know if he caught it. They said he did, but he made a couple third down throws to Goddard that were insane.
Yeah.
Yep. Insane. What do you think of the penalty?
Bradbury said he held him.
Yep. That's enough for you? Gotcha.
Fine with it. I'm totally fine with it. Like
the thing I would say, Steve, and a lot of people say this, and I agree with you, whoever you are, media or otherwise, if it's a penalty in week 7, if it's a penalty in the first quarter, then it's a penalty in the fourth quarter on 3rd and 8 in the Super Bowl. Yes, agreed. But I don't know that it was a penalty all last night. I don't know that. They let a lot go. They let a lot go, which I prefer, particularly with that. You're in that 5 yard, you know, you're in that 5 yard area where you can make contact, you can bump. There's a little bit of hand fighting that goes on there. I mean, it's just, and it happens with a receiver trying to get a break. And it was enough of the right hand it wasn't that telltale pull, right? Where you really see the jersey go, but it was enough. You made a good point about the gloves.
Yeah.
What about them?
They're that sticky. Yep. And you get that close, that makes an effect. Also, if he doesn't touch him or grab him, that's a touchdown.
He spins out of it and yeah.
It's a touchdown.
Yeah, it probably is.
Or you know, might, like that. I hate
it. Certainly could have been.
Here's my problem with the whole thing, Scott. And I was pissed off last year when they changed the rules because we felt bad for the Bills that they didn't get a chance in overtime. And what did we look at the next week? The Bengals stopped the Chiefs and went down and scored. People, I'm sorry. Like, all you wanted was the Eagles to get the ball back. And I'm sorry. It's sports, man. It sucks. It sucks. It's a self-inflicted wound that caused them to take the knees, and that's how you lose. I get it. It's a horrible way to lose. But it's not all peaches and cream, man. It's not. And I'm sorry that it goes that way, but you got to take it in stride. And it's just this outcry of we just wanted to see. Well, too bad. You can't see it.
Yeah, I get it.
It ain't happening.
It would have been fun to see.
Yep.
You know, Hurts get the ball back with a buck 50, whatever, and a timeout, and see, you know, who knows? They could have scored a touch. They could have thrown it to the wrong team. No one knows what happens, but I think that's the bummer after a game that was back and forth. You know, they take the lead, then they push it to eight, and then what kind of answer does Philly have? How about the octopus? Hurts with a touchdown and then the 2-point conversion. Good day for the props out there, it seems like. I was not involved. I gave the Chiefs, and then I gave out a teaser, which the under was not close at all.
You lost a teaser?
I don't understand how. I mean, I got
they don't 6 points. Lose.
I got 6 points to use on both the total and the game. It's a guaranteed win. And then it wasn't. But I don't know. It's the kind of game that I would think it's easier to take if you're Philly because you got that one 5 years ago. You're not still right. I mean, easy is not the right way to put it because that's suggesting that you're not crushed today.
No, the worst part is it's pretty documented how hard it is to get back here.
That's the point. That's why the rush to go from 2 to 7 for Mahomes. And it's like, hold the on. Just enough. Relax.
I would have to.
So much has to happen. Yeah. You're telling that me. You know, it's like majors in golf. Somebody wins a major, like, oh, he's going to win 5 or 6. I bet you he doesn't. I bet you whoever he is, because if he's going to win that many. So that means Burrow doesn't get any? Does that mean Allen doesn't get any? Does that mean that Herbert doesn't figure it out and get any? Lamar Jackson doesn't get any? I haven't even gotten to the NFC. Does that mean Hurts doesn't get any? I mean, let's keep going. Let's keep going down all the excellent quarterbacks that there are. That means he's just gonna get half of the next 8. I mean, it's a lot, man.
Yeah, and I'll just say
he might like get a bunch more, but you know,
in my lifetime, I probably should have looked this up, but I would guess he's in pretty rare company with 2 MVPs, 2 Super Bowls, 2 Super Bowl MVPs. That's got to be rare.
Well, I mean, there was a stat about all the things.
Montana and Brady, maybe?
I don't know. There was a stat about guys that have done, like, and again, this is where I should have the stats in front of me if I want to just start willy-nilly talking about in a quarterback.
Just make it up. Just make it up. Go.
Okay. To throw for however many yards, to win an MVP, and to do something else, that the list in the history of the game was Manning and Brady and Mahomes, and they did it in a career and he did it in a season. Whatever it was. Some good thing. See, kids, this is why I have a show and a podcast with my buddy Steve. Just making up. You guys know what I'm talking about. You've seen the same stat. I just didn't write it down. I wrote down a lot of other things. I wrote
all
down
right, what else you got?
I have something I hate.
Okay. It's
been a while.
I have something that really, really bothers me.
All right. But I thought you had topics conversation also.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I have a great question for you.
Okay. Here's what I hate.
What do you hate?
Steve and I have lengthy lists. Talking about this guy or this thing or this whatever. Once a week, one thing a week.
Here's what I hate.
When you stay in a higher-end hotel, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you got your own bathroom. Marble appointments. Very nice. The towels are all rolled up. You have all sorts of lotions and such. You know, what is this? Beats the hell out of me. It's for hair. It doesn't really apply to me. There's a tiny little soap. It's the size of a quarter. It's supposed to do with this. Or maybe it's square and it looks vaguely like oatmeal or something. You know what I'm talking about, right? That all of these things are there. And that's fine. All that's fine. It's just these are all things that say to you, you are in a nice hotel, which, by the way, Sanko picked up. Tip of the cap to him. I'm not bragging here about like high-end hotel stays. This was on him. Thank you. Okay. We pivot from the marble appointments and the various lotions and square and quarter-sized soaps, and we make our way to the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Now we look on the wall in the shower. What in the hell am I supposed to do? There's a knob. There's a second knob, the same size beneath it. And then there's a third knob. Well, we have a nozzle on the wall. We got a rain shower above, and those, that's it. So what am I supposed to do? Well, I do what any relatively educated middle-aged man will do. I just start turning knobs on the wall.
Yep.
And then there's water coming out, and it isn't hot. Okay, well, I'll turn the top knob one way to see, and then I turn it a little. And then eventually I figure, and then it goes from being the temperature of like melted glacier water to volcano lava. Like, why can't we just have, I get it. I know I'm in a nice place. Just a nozzle on the wall with an H and a C. The H is on the left, the C is on the right. I can figure that out. There's three nozzles on the wall. Two small, one big. What are they? I still don't know. I never could figure out. And again, I was there for a short period of time, but I took a couple showers because I, you know, cleanliness, it's important. Kids got to go. So, but I never knew. To this day, I don't know which one of those nozzles that I turned made it hot, which one made it less hot, which made the shower on the wall, and which one made the rain shower. I don't know. I hate that. I just want take a shower. Is it that hard?
How small was the mat when you got out of the shower?
We pick up the conversation with something that you have an issue with. It was, Steve, we're bigger people.
Exactly.
It was more built for a smaller person, but I wasn't walking around all willy-nilly and getting the bathroom wet. I just stood on the bath mat. Okay. And then I, you know, got one of the fancy towels, which is rolled up over there on the marble appointed vanity with all of the various lotions, and I dry it off.
Yeah.
After the half an hour it took me to figure out how to make the water not ice and not fire.
For a second where I thought you were going, but then I kept remembering this is a high-end hotel and they have the shower nozzles up top now. Is there anything worse when you get in a hotel and the shower nozzle, you're like staring at it and it's below you? And it just hits you in the middle of the chest. Like we're tall guys, but I'm like, I'm not 5'4". Like, how hard is it? How hard is it to put the shower head high? Everybody wins.
I was convinced when I used to go to the Open Championship that that everyone in Scotland's 5'1". I mean, there's not a single shower in the entire country that doesn't hit me in the middle of my chest, and I'd have to lean up. But at least, and I've had some wonky shower situations over there. Where it's like a garden hose, and it's kind of just who knows. But this weekend, I took the cake. I swear to God, I don't know how I did it or what was going on there on the wall, but. Nice room. Yeah. I appreciate the hospitality. That was really good. You have things you wanted to ask me?
Yeah, I got an important question for you.
I'm ready to answer, I think.
First commercial of the Super Bowl last night was for Fast and the Furious 10, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
let me guess. A tank falls out of an airliner and they fly.
So. Yep. There was also a commercial for Fox's new show to come out.
Uh-huh.
Farmer Wants a Wife. So would you rather will be, would you rather watch the last four Fast and Furious movies or this whole season of Farmer Wants a Wife?
Let me be clear here. I wish the farmers love and happiness. I do. I hope the crops are robust, and I hope that the chickens are plump and egg laying or whatever. I hope the cows are I hope they're also very, very healthy. A lot of milk, whatever the hell's going on your farm. I'm going to sign up for the Fast and the Furious. Do I have to watch them all in a row?
Yes.
See, what helps is maybe a little bit of a breather in between.
Nope.
Let's tee them up and let's go. And I'll just make mental notes of, wait, so there's a submarine and a car comes out of that. And then we're driving on the ice. And then there's a tank it falls off a bridge. Listen, I'm all for suspension of disbelief. I mean, that's what film requires. I took some film classes. You might've heard about that.
Mm.
I just think that particular franchise, suspension of disbelief is one thing. Just accepting that there are no laws of gravity or physics is maybe a bridge too far. But again, I'm rooting for love for the farmers. I'll take all of the Fast and the Furiouses.
All right. I like when the car is stuck and the guy's on a bridge, mm-hmm. and an airplane comes and just drops the car right onto the bridge with the driver in, and the guy gets in and they just take off like everything's good.
Of course,
it's got extra turbo.
Because it is good. It is good, Steve. Because it's Fast and Furious. Bang, here's your new car. Off you go.
Sweet.
Maybe you're going to fly off a cliff. We'll catch you.
I think they were in space for the last Fast and Furious.
Sure you are. I got a shuttle, dude.
There's 10 of those movies.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the Jason, what's his last name? The guy.
Statham.
No, that's the guy. That's the guy. He's in Snatch and Lock,
Stock. Yeah, he's in it.
No, there's that the big Jason guy. Manoa? Come on. Someone help me.
Correct. Momoa.
Momoa, right?
Moana?
Moana is who the Rock was. So you're getting all your Rock's not in it,
they must have killed him. He was
he wouldn't be in it. He wouldn't be in it. It was some Hollywood stuff.
No, he was in it.
I understand that. He won't be, he's not in the new ones.
Okay.
Come on. I've seen more of these than you apparently are up on. And the dude that was Aquaman is in this one.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You are who's now. That's who you are.
Who's now? What else you got for me?
I don't hate it because a lot of people I like tweeted it today. And it's of this essence of, I'm sad football's over. I already miss football. And I call because you're mad because you can't watch football where you know every name of the player. There is football coming on.
Oh, here we go.
You got USFL. If you're a diehard football fan, you have football to watch. So I don't want to hear you complaining about how much you miss football.
Steve.
Okay?
Steve. People miss football where they have fantasy football players.
Correct.
And they can bet on it. And here's the thing. You can bet on the USFL.
Yep.
But if you're doing that, we can get you help. All right? You need to at least have some vague idea. I mean, you don't need to, but I would suggest that do you at least have some vague idea about roster construction, scheme, things of that nature. I just wouldn't advise gambling on it. That's what people miss. They miss they miss that.
Well, they should be more specific. You get more characters on Twitter now.
All right. What do you think of Rihanna?
You ain't going to get me to say a bad word about Rihanna.
Me either. You know,
love her music.
You know what I think? Okay. So she's never been like Janet Jackson has.
No.
Dance was always a big part of what she did. Rihanna's thing is that I am the coolest, most chill person. I read, it was a Ringer article today about like the Jay-Z line, like my presence is charity, you know, just be happy I'm here kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got that vibe where she knows who she is. And the thing about that stage now is it's because I went back and looked last night at who's been on it, and you run out of people that are big enough to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And she certainly is. And I would say she's really the first, I think, to do it and do it in such a way where I'm not going to go over the top with anything. This is me, a bunch of people in their outfits, me and mine. We're going to sing some stuff. And oh, by the way, I'm pregnant and I'm not minimizing what she's doing to be up off the earth and doing all the things she's doing. it's amazing to be able to do this at all, given how that big a stage would be probably pretty crippling for most people. But then to be pregnant and to do it and never once seem to be out of breath. I don't care if you're lip syncing. I don't care what you're doing. I mean, I don't know. I like Rihanna a lot. I just think that that stage and the attention that comes with it is such that if you don't have exploding stuff or dancing sharks doing the wrong choreography, or you're following up last year in Los Angeles where you have the stage is, I mean, you got every, not every, that was the Grammys, but you have rap royalty out there in Los Angeles. I mean, it's just, everything's got to be graded against itself, I suppose. And that becomes derivative. Just, did you enjoy it? I did.
Yeah. And now here's my other point. If you're not familiar with her music, she's not entertaining to you. Get up and go grab a drink. Don't watch it. I don't understand these people just put themselves through pain if they're not enjoying something. Don't watch it.
Yeah, people like to complain about stuff.
Oh, God. All they do is complain.
That's true.
Man.
I see Riri. God bless you and the baby. She is. Something. She feels like that. She feels like royalty of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Got good tunes.
Lots of them. Bangers. One after another.
Agreed.
Prince in the Rain of Miami, still undefeated.
Your guy.
You can say whatever you want. Dude played Purple Rain in the Rain with Florida A&M's band. Like, okay. Yeah, but no, but anything.
Mm.
The end.
Who you want next year?
In the Super Bowl?
For halftime.
Oh, I was thinking about that. Who's big enough? Have the Foo Fighters ever done it? They'd be fun.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think who's big.
Has Taylor Swift done it?
No. I'm going to say something right now just to push the envelope. They can't afford her.
See? I thought they don't get paid.
Oh. Let's see. She ain't doing it for free.
You're out.
Taylor Swift. Yeah. Come on. The amount of dough that it. And
bro, think about you. It's funny. My kids were asking yesterday, what's your biggest fear? I said, absolutely heights. I said, heights. And then Rihanna comes out. I'm like, no chance. Yeah. No chance I could be up there.
You'd have been awesome as a dancer.
Oh yeah, I would down on the field. Yeah, it would have been good.
If you haven't done it in a while, or if you've never done it, you're listening to us. You're obviously bored already. Just Google the Katy Perry shark thing and watch it. I haven't laughed that hard in a long, long time. The one shark that was just like, man, the hell with it. I'm gonna do my own thing. I'm supposed to do this, but I'm going to do that. The more you watch it, the funnier it gets.
It's awesome.
It really is.
Oh God.
It really is. Watch Left Shark. He was, he was not here for the choreography. I have one other thing that I just wrote down it's just KD trade ? It happened late while we were on with Woj, whatever night that was. And what does it make them, do you think? I mean, Vegas quickly dropped it to favorites in the West, I believe. Boston still favorites overall.
I don't know. How many games are they going to play together?
I don't know.
We love Durant more than anybody, but I mean, these injuries are just piling up, and you just don't know who anybody is because nobody ever plays all together. Nobody's healthy all at the same time or wants to play in a game at the same time. It's really, really frustrating.
I would agree, and I think what it comes down to is asking yourself the old SVP and Russillo question, how good is your good? And Phoenix is good with Book and KD out there. Feels like a pretty high ceiling.
Yeah.
But is there enough time between now and spring to become familiar with who does what roles are? I don't know.
I don't worry about that at all. I think he's as good a player as there is.
Who, Durant?
And fitting in, I don't think is a problem.
I agree.
Playing minutes,
That too. That too. And he's coming back from a knee injury. And look, has he ever been I mean, people say he hasn't been right since the Achilles. I'm like, yes, he has.
Yeah.
you don't have a league pass. you didn't see him. It's just, he can't stay healthy, which is like a knock on him. Somebody lands on your knee, going to hurt your knee. But there was so much movement there at the deadline. And I don't know what Kyrie and Luka is going to be like together. I saw Jeff Goodman tweet like they're still in the honeymoon phase because Luka's talking about how much fun it is to play with Kyrie. Look, if the honeymoon phase can carry him through the playoffs, great. They become more interesting. Phoenix becomes more interesting. The Lakers are always interesting because they're the Lakers. They make some moves to try to be at least relevant in the playoff conversation. I don't know. We got plenty of time to get to this.
Yeah.
And Steve, last thing on the way out, a tease. How many teams can win 6 NCAA tournament games?
Oh.
Ballpark.
20.
Next week, Stanford Steve takes us through the 20 teams that can win 6 games in the NCAA tournament. And we try to figure out what to talk about with no football. But wait, there is football. So next
XFL.
Week, heavy XFL and USFL previews right here on SV Pod.